So Parashat Vayikra. This week we start a new Sefer. It's called Sefer Vayikra. So for the most part, this Sefer discusses what? Discusses all the laws of what? Of Korbanot. That were brought in the Mishkan, that were brought in the Bet HaMikdash, so on and so forth. So the Parashat begins like this. Darbel B'nai Yisrael. Right? Speak to the B'nai Yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe, speak to the B'nai Yisrael. V'amata alehem. Adam ki akriv mikem korban la'Hashem. A man, if he will bring forth a korban, a sacrifice to Hashem, min ha-behema, from the animal, min ha-bakar, u-min ha-tzon, takriv et korbanchem. So, you want to bring it from a behema, it has to be brought from bakar or from tzon. So we have to ask ourselves the question, before we were speaking about korbanot, what exactly is the purpose of a korban? What exactly are we trying to accomplish by bringing a korban? So, a korban could be brought from what's called a behema. Okay? A behema. What's a behema? A behema, it's not something that you call someone else. Like I remember when I was in school growing up, right? So my Rebbe, he saw someone acting like a little... like an animal, what did he say? You're acting like a behema. Right? So it's something that could be a derogatory term. But what does it really mean? What's the depth of this term and this being called a behema? So the truth is, it's split up into two words, a behema. What is it? Bet hey ba mem hey ma. Ba ma. What does ba mean? Ba means it. Ma means what? Right? Ba means like in it, and ma means what? So what, like what is it? Ba in it is what? Is nothing. In it, ba is ma. Is what? What is it? It's nothing. It's meaningless. The truth is, what you see is what you get with an animal. There's no intellect in an animal. Right? What you see is what you get. I once saw someone, you know, nowadays people treat their dogs like children. So I saw someone walking on the street with his dog, okay? And his dog was like going, you know, he wasn't going in the pathway that the owner wanted the dog to go in. He veered off a little to the right, and he went and he started like licking another person that was walking by. So all of a sudden the owner goes, picks up the dog, and he's angry. He's like, Jeremy, what's with you? What are you thinking? How can you do something that's too... What are you thinking? He starts giving musar to his dog. I'm thinking to myself, what is that? It's a dog. It's not a child. It's a dog. Listen, to my own child, he's 2.5 years old, the twins. They're 2.5 years old. Sometimes they walk on the side. They walk away. Because they're children. They're immature. I don't ask any questions. I pick them up and I walk. And I continue walking. But alachat kama v'kama, it's a dog. What you see is what you get. There's nothing deep, there's no depth to a behema. There's no depth to it. There are no hidden abilities. It has no self-control, a dog. It has no self-control. That's a behema. Ba ma. In it is what? In it is nothing. What you see is what you get. It's all external. On the contrary is what? In contrast, there's an Adam. What's an Adam? Adam is a human being. Adam comes from the word Adame le'elyon. Adame means to be compared to Elyon. Elyon means to be compared to something higher up. So a man always strives for greatness. Always strives. Adame means like comparing to. Adame, like Dimion. Dimion means like an imagination, to compare something to picture something. So you're always trying to compare yourself, you're always trying to strive to grow, to strive to be something greater. Adame le'elyon. A human has the ability to be godly. Everyone has Telem Elokim, an image of God. However, an Adam, a human, can go in one of two ways. He can be an Adamele Elyon. He could be someone who strives for greatness, to be godly. But he could also be Adama. What's Adama? What's Adama, guys? Ground. What's ground? The lowest part of the world. Adama. The lowest possible place. So a person, based on his actions, can either go Adamele Elyon, can be godly, can strive for greatness, can grow spiritually, can be more mature, more responsible, or he can be Adam like Adama, like the ground. He can be nothing. He can be compared to nothing, like dirt. That's why Hashem compared us to two things. Hashem blessed Avraham that your children should be kechochvei hashamayim, like the stars in the sky, and also keafar haaretz, and also like the dust in the ground. It compares to both. Why? Because it's up to us. Are we going to be like the stars, or are we going to be like the dust? So a person brings a korban, an animal does not have self-control. What's a person doing when he brings a korban? He's sacrificing that behemah part of him. That part of him that did not have self-control. That part of him that did an avera, that went and went to do an avera. So now he wants to get kapara, he wants to get atonement. What does he do? He brings an animal for a korban. Why? He says, because that part inside of me, that part that I was comparing myself to Adama, to nothing, to a behemah, I want to sacrifice that. I want to get rid of that. I want to get rid of it. So guys, there are three parts to a person. Right? You have a moach, which is your brain. Okay? Your moach is your brain. And you have a lev, which is your heart, which is your emotions. Your brain is your intellect, your heart is your emotions, and then you have a kaved. Kaved is your liver, which is your desires. Three aspects to a person. So you have your intellect, being rational. You have your emotion, being emotional, sad, happy, so on and so forth. And your kaved is when you see a slice of pizza, you want to eat it. So when your moach, which is your brain, which is your intellect, rules over your lev, rules over your emotions, sometimes you get very emotional, you do the wrong thing. But you need your intellect to rule over your emotions. So when your moach, your brain, rules over your lev, your heart, which rules over your kaved, your liver, which rules over your desires, when that happens, what does it spell? Moach, lev, kaved, the first letter of each word, what does it spell? Moach, mem, lev, lamed, kaved, chaf, melech, your king. Who is a true king? Someone whose intellect controls his entire being. You know to differentiate between right and wrong, and your intellect rules over it. It rules over your emotions, it rules over your desires. That's a king. A king is someone who has complete control over himself, complete self-control. What's a behemah? The exact opposite. Someone who has no self-control. Someone who sees something, he knows it's wrong, but he can't control himself. He wants to say something to someone else, lashon hara, he knows it's wrong, but he can't control himself. That's someone who lets his kaved and lets his lev, his heart, his emotions rule over his moach, rule over his brain. So that's the whole purpose of korbanot. It's to bring that part inside of you, that behemah, that animalistic part of you, sacrificing it and getting rid of it, trying to get rid of it. Bring a korban, the animal, the behemah, as a sacrifice. So b'zat Hashem, we should all be zochet to get rid of our animalistic tendencies, our tendencies of lack of self-control, b'zat Hashem. We should be zochet to be melech over our being, moach lev kaved, and bezal Hashem, we should have a geulah shlema v'amitit b'mirah v'aminu. Amen. Shabbat shalom.